Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hey, everybody. It's now time to learn what did we watch. So what did I watch? I just rewatched a bunch of stuff, but I rewatched Scream 6, still good. I rewatched John Wick 4, still good. You know what I watched for the first time? And I said, I don't get it. People love this film. Mystery Alaska. What a snooze fest. Was not that impressed. The idea was great. The execution, not that great. Who cares? It's a bunch of, as a sports fan, you're like, that doesn't happen. Of course, the ending, you have to have some kind of super dramatical way to end the sports film. And of course, it's predictable as all hell. Not a fan of Mystery Alaska. I also watched Exam, an independent film where eight people or whatever it is or have to sit in a room and take an exam to get a job. And it's kind of like, what was that thing where they had the experiment? Where they turned the cameras on people and they just made them stay in a room in real life. I forgot. I didn't do any research. Who cares? The exam.
What are you talking about?
I don't either. Maybe I should cut that part out. The Exam, not bad. It's fine. Let's go to Dave Quist. Dave Quist of the Blockbuster Mentality Podcast. What did we watch?
This week I watched Wes Anderson's newest Asteroid City. I used to call myself a Wes Anderson fan. I've liked a few of his movies, like The Life Aquatic. I love that. Moonrise Kingdom, Bottle Rocket. Like that. Asteroid City is just another, it's another miss in a string of like three or four misses. So I would not recommend this film. It's got the cool aesthetics, but it's just, it bores the hell out of me. Not a fan. Thumbs down on that. I'm watching The Righteous Gemstones season three. Highly recommend. If you like Danny McBride, or if you're not just quite caught up, keep moving through the series. Love it. Another show going on we're only in, I think, episode one or two of the latest season is What They Do in the Shadows. Have you guys watched that? Hilarious.
No.
Great show. It's on FX. Please check that out. I don't know why please, but it's a funny show. Last one. This one I think is a little offbeat for the audience, is a show on Paramount Plus called Joe Pickett. This is just kind of flying under the radar. My wife and I threw this on. It's about a game warden in Wyoming. It sounds weird. The story, it's based on a series of books, which actually lends to the writing in the show. Really well-drawn characters, good story. I would recommend that as a watch. I think it's a good one to watch with a significant other or otherwise. So, yeah, Joe Pickett.
He's wearing a cowboy hat.
He is.
I've seen the ads.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Jackie Cage, when you... Good.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Turn holiday travel from stressful to rewarding. Rakuten helps you save big on travel. They give you cash back when you book with sites like Expedia, Best Western, and Hertz. Even better, you can stack cash back on top of other rewards, like airline miles, credit card points, and hotel loyalty programs. Rakuten partners with over 3,700 stores, including Away Luggage, Ray-Ban, and Macy's, so you can be prepared with all the travel essentials, and of course, cute fits for your trip. Keep the rewards going with cash back on holiday gifts for friends and family. With Rakuten, you'll never miss out on savings at your favorite stores. The stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Join for free and start your shopping at Rakuten.com or use the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What do you have, Jackie? What'd you watch?
I fly a lot, so I watch a lot of things on the back of chairs on airplanes. So I've seen Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, 4 times. Enjoyed it a great deal. The Rock, man. Jack Black,
perfect.
Kieran Gillen, the woman who plays Nebula, not the comic book writer.
Yeah.
And then I've seen on the television, I've actually on Peacock, I accidentally bought a year of Peacock. So I was looking for some reason to own that. And so I watched a show called Poker Face. You get a chance to watch
that. Oh, Natasha Lyonne. I heard it's good.
Yeah.
That's it. Natasha Lyonne. She plays essentially, it's like, remember the Hulk or Touched by an Angel? They go town to town and solve crimes.
The Hulk or Touched by an Angel?
You know, that touch, like Michael Landon.
Landon.
And Kung Fu. Yeah, Kung Fu. He would go town to town and like solve a crime.
Yeah.
She does that, and she's being chased by some mobster. And so Poker Face is great. She's sort of a white trash version of Touched by an Angel. And she's pretty great.
Excellent.
And then so I've seen Poker Face. I watch Foil's War, which is one of those BritBox World War II cop shows from Britain, and that's on Amazon Prime. And I saw Puss in Boots, the first one, on the back of a chair. Didn't mind that. He had 9 lines. He's down to his last life. It's the same message as Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle. We're all down to one life, you guys. We're all down to one life.
I'm almost by your choices, Jackie. I forgot to mention before we wind up here, I'm going to add this in post, but I have the score predictions from our fans. At Lord Snurts, has Jackie down for a 6, KG Moi down for a 9, and Dave Quist down for a 9.5. We have the something something cast says 9.1 for DQ, 8.7. For the guest, wowzers.
Wow.
All right.
Came in with that mighty 2.
Right?
I just want everyone to know that I am a very nice person and you don't have to hate me because I didn't enjoy this film.
And
there you go.
Bango 2331, he came the closest. He says 10s for both me and DQ and a 6.5 from Jackie.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here we are.
Well done, Bango.
That is it, kids. And that will do it for What Did We Watch, everybody. Thanks again. Catch you later.